Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, Charles Rosen.
Hello, Jenny and Tori.
Welcome back, our friends.
What am I, Chuck? Chop liver?
And there are you, Amy. Hello there. With all the beverages. Hello, beverages.
It's perfume. It's perfume. We all think she's a boozer too, but it's really bottles of perfume.
You're getting me on a really great day. We just got a diagnosis at 1:30 that my 3-year-old granddaughter, who had been through the battle, Jenny, you remember, finally today gets diagnosed all cancer-free.
No, that's amazing.
Different skin's looking good. And my poor daughter, Lindsay, just you know, when this news came out 3 weeks ago, she was, that there was more of a threat again, she went just, you know, just nuts. Ugh. And so we're all, there's a celebration going on.
Yay!
Oh, that's amazing. And you still made time for us. We're grateful.
That's amazing.
Exactly. You had a great day. Well, that too, you know, but we started a nice conversation. I had fun last time.
Well, that makes me feel terrible that I have to tell you that I still don't like the episode from the 60s.
Well, you know, I bet you many times, Amy, you stood shoulder to shoulder with the grand old party. So we would be looking at the history of that engagement differently.
So here's my question for you, not to get right into it, because I am so happy for your beautiful, wonderful news.
Thank you.
Here's why I don't like it. And I do think you're right that I would have liked it more if the music was the right music. But I am so invested in these characters, mm-hmm. as you know. Like, mm-hmm. I spent many, many years with them in the 90s and probably again years later and then again now, that I don't want to see them, even if it's them, even if it's Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth, playing not them.
So I think this isn't the only time that we do that. We do that.
Yeah, there's another one coming.
Real World. At least
Have fun with that one, the Western one.
That's coming later. Yeah. But,
well, you know, it just, I got to tell you, even in a serialized format, even when you're doing 32, you know, and one kind of rolls into the next and you're keeping the storyline alive, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
You got to come up with ideas. I had already done so many television, and it was the 25th anniversary of Woodstock.
Sure.
And it was the idea of seeing them be different, that the audience gets to see them being different people. And sure. It was only imaginary. And then you get to the end of the episode, you see the pictures, and those people who were being described obviously didn't look like our characters. It just filtered through it. And I don't know, you know, we only have the only really record we have of what we did is what we ended up putting on the air. So you look at you guys' performances in there, and I mean, top to bottom, everybody, because it was different, everybody was having a real good time. And that kind of,
I agree with that.
The experience, you know, just for me who watches it really closely and, you know, remembers, remember I got to see always outtakes. Jenny and Tori would know what I'm talking about. You know, when the kiss would stop and the actors would break and they would run to the hills, you know, so I, you know, when people were not having a good time together.
Wait, Chuck, do you still have any of those?
You got to put those together for us.
No,
just
you
for
know,
us.
We wanted Who to. Has them? I have to tell you this. This is no criticism of your beloved father, Tori, no. But he did not want. You remember, Dick Clark was making a fortune with gag rule.
Bloopers and practical jokes.
Bloopers, practical, all of that. You know, you probably hosted it, Amy. I don't know. But Aaron had wanted none of that. Didn't want us to keep any of that. And the editorial group, there was one that was kind of keeping it, you know, with this would be great for that. And then, you know, the kibosh was put on. So we never even thought about that.
You're so right. He didn't like that. Like, I've never asked you this, Chuck. Like, what do you think he would think of reality TV?
You know what? The first thing that came across my mind, and this is only a compliment. He would have found a way to own it.
Yeah. Fair.
You know, he would have found a way. He would have looked at it as business, and he would have thought of it in terms of, you know, what he would do in it. I mean, and I think that, you know, you guys being so involved with it over it, I don't think, you know, people also have, you know, no choice. This is what's being done at that point. It's interesting. Reality television, a little bit of television history here. You know, reality television really took off during the time of the 88-89 writer strike. And that's when MTV kind of built on all their real worlds and started building out on that. Right. And then it just always would keep going. But I remember I was trying to go into low budget TV in the late 90s, early aughts. I was had it down. I had done a low budget pilot, fun little low budget pilot for Fox called Damaged Goods with Elizabeth Heldens, who's gone on to do lots of great stuff in TV and network TV even. But I couldn't. And I had it, and it was low budget, but you couldn't get lower than reality TV.
Right,
that point. You couldn't compete. So
what do you think Aaron Spelling would have thought of a podcast like this, where his, not just his daughter, but his stars are 30 years later watching the shows again?
Well, I think he'd love the 30 years later. I think it blows. I know it blows my mind. And I think, you know, he maybe had a plan for it in the 30 years, but I think that truthfully, you know, and Aaron, I mean, we lived the same thing, you know, the first seat, it was so precarious. And there was, for lack of a better way to describe this, and I don't do it with malice, there was like, you know, there was so much humiliation in one sense. And Corey, you would understand in the sense that we were doing this little show for Fox and our ratings weren't good and we didn't have enough money. We were doing this and we were trying to get through this because he really loved the process, as opposed to 5 years before then, there was this was a fully functional studio with this department and that department and that department that superseded all the show departments, you know? Mm. And I guess I should always, I don't know how I feel. I know that it built back up to that same thing, especially with the CW shows and, you know, and Charmed and everything, that he built right back up to that same kind of level of engagement. But
Can we go back to the blooper reels? Who do you believe owns them?
Which ones?
Yeah, where are they?
Where are the blooper reels? Like all the outtakes. I mean, not the reels, the outtakes. Because we did, am I wrong? Didn't at some point, like at Christmas parties when it was just the cast and crew, didn't we play something that
I feel like
put together the Kenny Miller's? Mm-hmm. Like,
but I think that had to be post me. I bet that was after me because
You're right. It was towards the end. You're right.
When is your very last PC. Season? When but is
wait,
your last?
Where
season?
Are the blooper reels? Where's the outtakes? I mean, who would own those, Chuck? The early ones.
Well, all of the
CBS.
Well, this is the question of there is always a question, and it was raised by an editor named Jerry Frizzell whether a lot of our material burned.
What?
Burned?
In a laser Pacific fire.
Wait, I'm vaguely remembering this.
Yeah, around the turn of the century, around there. I guess I was not privy to it to years later, and still I'm not get my hands on what exactly was burned.
That sounds shady.
It's owned by CBS. I mean, they're your friend, they're CBS Viacom, you know, the ones. It was funny because, you know, the first time I went to talk to them, David Staff, you know, there at CBS, and his question to me at that, he said, well, how well do you know Tori or Jenny? I said, well, I haven't talked to them in a long time, you know, and this is, well, they're selling a show like that because I was trying just to get them interested in the music, you know.
In the music.
At that time. And that's right when you started going out with, you know, on
the BH90210. Oh, my gosh. We should ask them where those outtakes are. I would just personally like to see them. Like, wouldn't you sign like an NDA or something just so we could see them?
Yeah.
That would be great.
I would love
that.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing that I've learned subsequently since the last time we talked, which is there was an article in the LA Times that showed that moonlighting 30-something. Mm-hmm. L.A. Law, Homicide on the Street, and Northern Exposure, which I actually wrote for, all five of them get no streaming and are not in syndication because of the music situation.
Really?
What? Yeah.
And then you think about the shows that have been stripped. It's not just us. It's Quantum Leap or Happy Days and others. And so what gets me, Amy, is that ours, the television industry, is the only one that has no even remote feeling of obligation to preservation. Mm. You have it in the music industry and you have it in the film industry, different ways. I actually went to the federal government. I went to the Library of Congress and said, how do I get things preserved? Because we're in the Library of Congress.
Right. What about like the Museum of TV and Radio?
We have were submitted. Your dad did that, Tori. He submitted the original 90210 to the Library of Congress.
Oh my gosh. This is the smartest thing that has ever happened to me.
We'll have our original music preserved because they did it at the end of every season.
And what about the Museum of TV and Radio? They don't have the original there?
That's not a real museum.
It is a real museum.
No, it's kind of out of business there. It's not very good, and it's not where it should be. And
so where are they, though?
I reached out to the Television Academy.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And they passed.
What?
And I was surprised. they have a legacy thing, but their legacy thing would be to like do interviews with someone like your dad, or mm-hmm. now if you were doing it, you maybe you would do one with Shonda Rhimes or you know, Ryan
Seacrest.
Yeah, you know, yes, well, you know, whoever, yes, people of real celebrity and real mm-hmm. stature. And in that interview, that's what they're preserving, but it's not the content of the
right,
show.
Right,
so
right,
that
right.
That really
right.
Surprised me. But at the same time, it's just one that's not there. And you're seeing it in the nature right now.
Let me ask you this question. 30 years later, if somebody went back to try and get rights in perpetuity to the original songs, wouldn't it be cheaper now? Because it's so much, that music has got to be cheaper now than at least most of it than it was even in the 90s.
Well, you would think so. But what happened really was when Napster came out in 1999 and people didn't have to buy the recorded music anymore mm-hmm. and didn't. The record industries went scrambling for places that they could, where they had ownership, and they leveraged this to a nauseating catastrophic level at the, and it was very interesting because, you know, I left, after I left 90210 a few years, I had one season at Dawson's Creek.
That's right. You said that.
And I was not, I wasn't really that much on the creative enterprise there. It turned out much more on the business enterprise. And one of it had to do with getting the music, for a much lower rate because the heads of the studios at Warner Brothers at the time felt that we're giving promotion.
Right.
Why are we paying all this money for the promotion that we give? And it was really the right way to look at it. But that was, you know, again, right at the time, right before the market, you know,
changed,
tumbled. Yeah.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Now, not to make an abrupt change in conversation, do you feel that Brenda and Brandon?
Oh my God, you said
it. I know everyone. I get really irritated.
It's her pet peeve, and
people call him Brendan. When I'm like, it's Brandon.
Of course, they would do it. Yes,
but Brandon and Brenda play brother and sister slightly too flirty. That's my one criticism of them. I love them as siblings, but the kissing on the cheek and the grabbing of the waist is slightly strange.
I don't know. You know, one of the things is, especially from the beginning, and so I go back to that far, but I think that our audience always knew we were making a television series.
Oh, and
I think if they did flirt with each other in that way, I think that the audience mostly enjoyed it. I think that at that point, given the stature that you guys had, what you wanted from it, that they were coming back, that they hadn't seen that. Could it mean that, you know, I wasn't that much of a stickler for
so,
stuff. I don't
so
know.
Gross,
you
know, to me.
But you guys, but you guys noticed it. Like people were like, wait.
Yeah, but I mean, they knew that we were making a TV show.
No, I know.
It wasn't a real brother and sister. The way the fans are now, they think it's a real brother and sister.
They sure do.
It was a TV show, but at the time,
like, did you guys watch dailies and say, like, oh, why is that happening? But okay, it's fine. Like, or no one noticed it.
Very obvious. Somebody had to notice.
Yeah, no, we noticed. We knew what was going on. We had fun.
Oh my God,
we watched it. That was one of the things, Tori and Jenny. I don't know when you were making your shows, if you had the luxury of doing that, but you know, one of the key things was to be the first to get to watch dailies, to get it before anybody else saw it, so you knew.
Oh yeah, we did.
And you could be conversant because your dad would watch dailies, and he would get worried because he was your dad. He'd worry about things, so you better knew what was going on in dailies and stuff and be able to be conversant. So.
Chuck, since we're in season four, this is the very end of season four
right,
on our podcast.
And all that great stuff you did, Jenny.
Shannon, oh, thank you. Shannon is going to be leaving the show the beginning of season five, end of season four, right?
Correct, yeah.
Did you know, what point did you know that she was not going to be returning? And at what point did we know? Because we are having trouble remembering the timeline of it all.
Fair enough. It was when we got picked up for season five.
Not until then.
That was when it was clear. When the network picked us up for season five was about, I think, Shannon at that, there's when we were doing A Pig is a Boy is a Dog, all the, mm-hmm. the environmental ones, the animal rights ones.
Yes. You know,
okay, so there you go, Amy. Why did I do animal rights ones? Well, first of all, Larry Mullen had an idea about it, and he wanted to do it.
I was all for those.
Science research. Yes, but I mean, I got that because Jenny was interested in PETA at that point. And had interesting, you know, was this, oh, well, my cats. So this art will, I tried to always do things that you guys were, well, I was seeing in your personal life, mm-hmm. I could incorporate into these characters. I tried to do that at least.
I'm all for that. I also love the sort of, even though the other characters were in it, I love when Brandon went to San Francisco and it's sort of a Brandon-centric episode. I even like when Dylan goes off. What's her name? Jenny, you can do the impression.
Oh, Anne.
Anne.
All I can say, guys. Those.
Like,
all
I can get,
say is
yes,
that
say it.
When we started, sorry. That was the A story. Yeah. And the B story had to do with Dana getting roughed up by David Arquette. That was the B story. If you'll notice in the episode, that's completely shifted around. And we just kept cutting it and cutting it and cutting it because it really was an experiment in quite work. We thought it would be really cool. And I bet if it was in the hands of a different director at that moment, no offense to my director friend who directed it. It would have worked slightly better.
But still worked.
So I have a question. Sorry. So us watching it back now as fans in a different way, obviously, than how we experienced it originally, we are seeing foreshadowing. So mm-hmm. we thought, oh, they must have known Shannon was leaving. Like it just, there's so many signs. Was that, did you put that in on purpose? Cause it was questionable. Like,
well, well, you really got to go back since you're when that's this conversation. You really have to go back to when we started season four, and Brenda went to a different university. Mm-hmm. I mean, we used all that to sort it out and try to let's calm things down. Let's have a little summer break. We don't have to shoot summer episodes for the first time. You know, we had a little bit of a breather, all of us, and. And that was the first time to see how it would all work in the season. And once it fell apart, when at that point, that's when the clean break happened and we were all going to be moving on. And your dad even had second thoughts about that. You know, I don't think I said that on this podcast, but I said it on the other one that I got a call from Business Affairs that he still was going to send out the pickup letter to Shannon.
Oh, wow.
And did my Business Affairs person want me to do that? I no, we better check. No, please don't. And, you know, went deck down and reminded Aaron that the network had signed off on this and mm-hmm. it was the right decision for us right at that moment. Mm-hmm. Felt like for the show. And then I often feel, and this is what you guys were talking about, starting kind of for me with the 60s episode, but certain moving into Divas in that, is that she reconnected with the character, reconnected with Brenda. And really brought Brenda to life in mm-hmm. a way that, look, the whole arc that you had, story arc that she had with the rich boy,
mm-hmm.
with
David Gale, a nice guy, nice mm-hmm. actor. We all mm-hmm. like David.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one that was done off to the side, so there wouldn't have to be interactions and mm-hmm. frictions mm-hmm. and whatever else would be going on. I mean, we did things. So, guilty as charged, we did things to protect ourselves.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Were you worried on your side of things that how her absence would, you know, affect the show and the ratings?
I let Mr. do the worrying for me. You know, I just had to get all this big number done. And I felt that, look, as I've said, I think we talked about it, I always feel I did five different TV series. Mm-hmm. And building it and developing it with in season five and creating, you know, the Valerie character and knowing we were becoming just straight into almost pure serialization. Mm-hmm. And that it was heading that way after my tenure. Even more. So, you know, we didn't catapult, yeah. But certainly, you know, Brenda Shannon had a following and there are people who pick up the show new and then who move away from it. But I felt that I felt really good going into season five.
I feel excited
I
about
really,
me too.
We weathered it. You know, we made the transition into college. Our ratings were really strong. Mm-hmm. And I had this great moment that as you're getting near to the end of it, because you're going to pay off the storyline with Dylan and his estate and
yes.
being ripped off. And when I originally pitched it to your dad with Jessica Klein, and he said, you know, Chuck, they're going to know. They're going to see that these people are grifters. And I said, Aaron, trust me, I'm going to carry this over 15 episodes. And by the time we get to the end, it won't even cross your mind. And you get to that end episode, those last few shots.
Right.
And, you know, and people were not expecting it. And it was the first, and the critics liked being fooled or having a different thing there. And so some of them who were not our big fans started to become fans. And it was a good time.
Yeah, we only know because we know. I'm not sure I would suspect it if I didn't know. It all seems kind of peachy-weechy.
Because there are times, we've talked about this, watching back as fans now, that there's a storyline that'll start and it happens too fast, so we see it coming and what the end will be. So it's nice that the Kevin, Suzanne, Erica was 15 episodes.
It's hard. I mean, I remember sitting doing this with my kids back in the day, you know, and I try to show them the great shows of the movies and things of the 70s and this, and it just all moved way too slow, you know. They, you know, the pacing is such, yeah, no, the patience for that, you know, you want to. Yeah, it's more, they do condense and move. And
Imagine today. I mean, things are so, nobody has any patience for anything. Can you imagine this show today?
You have one scene to get lock them in. That's it. Like, I know we're not at season 5 yet, but we did mention Valerie, Tiffany. Was there anyone up for the character of Valerie, or was it always Tiffany?
Mm.
You know, I've been reminded that it was, there were also, that, who was the terrific, have a senior moment. And who was the boss? Who was the
Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, I think Alyssa. Your dad liked her a lot.
Clearly, because then he did went on to. Yeah.
And he was always a fan wanting to use her. And I was, you know, I just was going to work with whoever it was. I mean, you know, well, you know, Tiffany's from Saved by the Bell. I had, you know, my relationship to Saved by the Bell was with the executive producer, who I would call up every once in a while, because he would just blatantly, once we got to college, he just stole everything we did. And I would call him on the phone and go, what do you do? And he was shameless about it. It was like, there's another guy named Tommy Lynch. Do you know Tommy Lynch, Amy?
No.
Oh, Tommy's like, just shameless. I mean, producers are just taking this and, oh, yeah, it's fine. And so you know, I didn't know much about her, but she certainly wasn't, she was Saved by the Bell. And, you know, but I didn't, but they said she could play this different kind of character in this.
She would have been good.
And then I enjoyed my year with her. I enjoyed season 5. I liked, you know, what we did. And
yeah, we haven't even gotten to Jamie Walters. Like, we've got a lot. There's some big names in season 5. Like,
Jamie
there's
came
some through, others.
Well, Jamie came because he had the independent relationship after How Do You Talk to an Angel?
Am I crazy? But I think Casper Van Dien comes. I might be an idiot.
Casper,
but I think
Van
Dien
does come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys had nice chemistry. He was terrific, but the fact of the matter is we were going with the working class guy. That's where we were going. Yeah. We had to stir up the drama there and make it
and
a little
different. We haven't even gotten Rebecca Gayheart. I think we don't really jump the shark till 8. Sorry.
You take that back.
Sorry. Maybe 7, 8. I think 5, 6, it's still very solid. Anyway. Well, Chuck, you're the best. Sorry. Look, I love it all except for maybe the 60s episode.
We should do this at the end of every season. Have Chuck on for like a, we have like make our list of questions through the season and then have him back on at the end of season.
Well, if you do it with 5, after that, it goes away.
Well, we can still have you on for your opinion.
Do it.
Well, and please do. Just chance to get to see you both.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Chuck.
It makes me feel so happy being with you, even though it's on Zoom, but being with you and getting to hear the memories and how, you know, I mean, to me, it's like, I know this sounds crazy, but it was like my dad like was the boss, but you were my boss too. So now being able to have a relationship that I can ask you like, how did this work out? Why did this happen? Ask you questions now that I, you know, didn't feel like I could ask back then, you know?
Right. Right. Well, you know, what we did on the other way, we don't do that much on the other show, but we We did one with on the early episode, the 17-year itch from season one. So Carol Potter was there. And it's a surprising just, you know, how that one actual held up. You know,
yeah, it was one I love that wasn't one. Liked, yeah, we did.
And the no, network was, the network kept at back going way back in the Wayback Machine. You know, we need adult appeal. We need adult appeal. So we did an adult show. No more adult shows.
No more.
why did you do that? You know, that.
Oh my gosh. Well, Chuck, we're so happy about your wonderful news, and yes. You're so the best for answering all family. Our questions.
And we love you.
Yeah, thank we're you, gonna I'll email you so you can come back all. So we can love do you. This again.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I want to squish him.
He's got a better memory than you guys.
He's
or he can make everything. It up and he's good at just
believe. I believe it. Everything he I says, know. I'm like. All right.
Oh my gosh. I just want to hear so many stories because I feel like those are the things I didn't hear from my dad back then. Like I did nowadays, if he was around, I would say, well, he'd be 100. So that wouldn't make sense to ask him questions now. But like, I want, as an adult, I would want to say like, why'd you do this? What are the choices? So it's like vicariously, I get to hear it. Like I get to hear it from Chuck and I want to hear all the stories, all the decisions and what was the process behind them.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.